Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Okay, guys, this is just a heads up that we will be talking about the game in depth. So if you haven't played the game yet and you're worried about having things ruined for you, I just want to let you know, maybe pause this and come back when you are ready. Otherwise, we're going to dig right in. We're going to talk extensively about the game right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Spectacular Show! This week, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Game Tribute Part 2! The Joy of Painting Memories with Picando Top Knot! And your host,
thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to Spectacular Show. This week we're picking up with our Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Game Tribute Part 2. And the last time we talked, we were talking about how we were leaving the Great Plateau. We just jumped off of there, got the paraglider from old sneaky King Rome, and he tells you to go save his daughter. And he tells you, you must go to Kokoriko Village. So, I went.
Link. You must go to Kokoriko Village. To get there, you must capture a horsey to ride. To do this, you must sneak through the extra swishy grass of Hyrule Legend. You must climb the slippery slopes of Rain Mountain of Eternally Diminishing Stamina in order to retrieve some apples, which replace hearts, not stamina. There you will meet Impa the Elder, who will tell you about your past before your sleep of the century. Which it was. You were asleep for 100 years. I'm not sure if I or anyone else has mentioned that yet. But we will continue to do so. For the next 100 years! From there you shall venture to the Shrine of Bloblably. And there you shall do something probably very annoying. Eventually, you may make your way to the Wet and Wild Waterslide Park that is known as Zoraville, a beautiful city filled full of flirty fish folk. You will meet their king, and eventually, the ghost of his deceased daughter will flirt with you. Because after all, this is a game for children. Now fly, you fool.
I just really, once you get off that Great Plateau and you land on the ground and you start running across the grass there, and it just across the top of the screen with all this lush greenery in front of you, these little broken down castles and towns and stuff all around you, ruins of, you know, small buildings and dwellings and stuff, the words Hyrule Kingdom go across the top of the screen in a huge banner. I love it. It's like, oh, I'm finally here. I mean, you're in Hyrule the whole time, but once you're out and it just says Hyrule Kingdom, it means like you're free to roam the whole kingdom. It's really cool. And I'm probably repeating myself from the previous episode, but I love the openness. The openness, the fact you can go anywhere, do anything, collecting, is so great because the interaction with the environment is so seamless and just totally perfect to me. It's so easy to interact with the environment, and you can collect useful items, all sorts of stuff you can do. You can rummage through the ruins, you can find weapons kind of just like plunged into the earth, like as if someone stuck them there and left them there. You know, rusty shields, wooden shields laying around, torches, you know, you can raid camps, all sorts of stuff. You can find all sorts of cool stuff there. And horses, I mean, you can run around. This game is so fun to just run around in. But you can run around and you can sneak up on and capture horses. It's so fun. It's hard because if the horse, you know, you have to kind of time it just right. Sometimes one of the horses turns around and sees you. And as you're sneaking up on them, all the horses run away because that one horse tips them off. But I ended up grabbing a horse, and on this particular playthrough, I'm not really specifically keeping track of where I'm going, but so far I haven't done any divine beasts yet. I rode all around, I think it's Necluda. I rode all around that area. I've unlocked a few of the, you know, the towers where you can download the map and you can unlock the map for the area. I've done a few of those. One thing I did was I made my way over to kind of the western side of Hyrule, or starting to be on the western side of Hyrule. I forget what stable it is over there. Woodland Stable, maybe, or I forget which one. But I went to a stable, and one of the guys there told me, because, you know, like I said, I captured a horse, I registered at the stable, I got the what do you call it? The gear, the horse gear, whatever, and then, you know, now every time I go to the stable, I can just ask them for my horse, and they give it to me. It's fantastic. But I made my way over to one of those stables, and there was an old man there, and he told me, you know, he gave me a quest, and one of them was to go. The legend had it that Princess Zelda had a legendary white horse or something, or maybe the royal family had this legendary white horse, and the rumor was that there was a purely white horse, no markings, no nothing, and it had to be the grandchild of the legendary horse of the royal family or something. So they tell you to go over, I'm gonna say this name wrong, go over to Sefula Hill, and if you go there early in the morning, you can just you can grab that horse, and it's really good. It's kind of got a wild temperament, but it gets you everywhere you're going really fast. It's got great stamina, it's very fast, so I got myself that legendary white steed, and then I went back and I just talked to the dude. He couldn't believe it, so he gave me my royal riding gear, which was very cool. It was tough, though, because that horse, I got it pretty early on in the game, so I didn't have enough stamina to to capture it, so I had to cook up some Staminoka bass. And that's one of those things that you just need to throw one of them in the cooking pot, and it gives you two hearts plus one whole stamina wheel. So if you jump on the horse and you start, you know, I forget which button you press to try to soothe the horse as it's like bucking and going crazy, but if you eat the fish skewer you get from that Staminoka bass, you can refill your stamina over and over. It's a pretty easy thing to use. So I used those skewers and I kept the stamina up and grabbed that legendary white horse. I think maybe eventually I'll go over and get that. There's a giant horse over there kind of near the beginning of the game that I missed, but I'll probably go back over there and grab that one eventually. It's kind of cool. You can grab all sorts of stuff in the game. I mean, you can sneak up and ride on a bear. You can ride on a deer. I'm pretty sure, I might be misremembering or dreaming it up, but I'm pretty certain I saw a video where somebody snuck up on and rode a guardian, one of those giant, like, octopus robots that chases you around. So that was pretty cool. There are a few things in the game, though, that you can... A lot of the things in the game that you jump on, you can't take them with you. You can't take them back to the stable. There was one time on one of my other playthroughs that I grabbed the skeleton horse. I think it's called a stall horse. You know, at night, sometimes those like zombie bokoblins or whatever, they come out of the ground, or the zombie characters come out of the ground and you have to fight the skeletons. I fought them, and one time I knocked one of them off of a skeleton horse. So I was riding around on a skeleton horse. It was pretty fun. And if you take it back to the stable, they they freak out. They won't let you keep it, which is too bad. That would be fun to be able to ride around on a skeleton horse anytime you want to. There's also one really cool thing I've never grabbed that I've seen a bunch of videos where people do it, but I've seen the creature in the game, but I've never gone up to try to catch it. But if you go up to the very top, there's a mountain there. I think it's, now I forget the name of the mountain, but there's a, hold on. It's Satori Mountain. Satori? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. S-A-T-O-R-I. You go over there, and occasionally when you look up there, especially at nighttime, sometimes there'll be like this blue, I don't know, it's like an aqua color light just shining up there. And if you sneak up there and look, it's a beautiful little spot. One of the things I love in the game are just these little tiny kind of, I don't know what you would call them, just these little beautiful picturesque locations in the game. And this is one of them. This is, I think, one of the coolest and most beautiful locations in the game. It's a little pool at the top of the mountain, or near the top of the mountain, and there's like a cherry blossom tree with pink leaves all around, and a lot of them, the petals have floated to the ground, and they're kind of mashed into the ground around you. And there's a little pool of water up there, and it's where this character, I don't know how to explain what it looks like. It is a giant, not giant. It looks like it's got the body of like a blue horse or like a tiger, but its face, it's called the Lord of the Mountain. It's called Satori. It's weird. It's got like two owl faces as its main face with like the shaggy piece in the middle. It is wild looking. And I've never actually grabbed it. Apparently it's the fastest mount in the game if you can get it, but you have to sneak up on it. It's really tough to do as far as I can remember. It's really cool that you can ride him, but it's also, it's kind of dumb. I wish there was some sort of way you could like unlock him and keep him in the game. Because while you can grab him and you can ride on him and like he'll stay with you until you jump off, I think, or he might stick around a little bit after you jump off, but I don't remember. But it's just a bummer that you have to go through all that trouble to run up the mountain at the right time and get him and ride around. But I don't know, it would be, if there was something really, really hard to do in the game that you could do to, like, win him and you could keep him, I think that would be really cool. But he's a like a big version of, if you've seen the other characters in the game, there are these little characters in the game called Bloopies. they're a little rabbit. They've got the body of a rabbit, but they have an owl's head. And they're these little glowing blue creatures that will run around the woods and the forest. And if you hit them, they give you money. And the more times you hit them, the more money you get. I feel bad. It's it's pretty demented. You know, you're just hurting an animal over and over for as much cash as possible. I never thought about it a lot before today, but I think it's a little deranged.
Juicy rumors! Did you guys hear that there are bloopies in Hyrule? Bloopies are mysterious little woodland creatures that look like blue rabbits, but with an owl's head, and they have yellow things on their heads. They're very rare and magical, and if you hurt them, they give you money! Cut a bloopy, get a rupee. Shoot a bloopy, get another rupee. Destroy a bloopy and become rich! Excuse me. Well, thank goodness the factory farming people haven't decided to capture them and breed them and then open up some factory banking. Morning, gals. I need to make a withdrawal. Absolutely horrendous. Shame on you. Tracy's recommendation? 40 trillion stars!
I also did some quests. Some of the other stuff I did, I worked on a few of the quests, and there are all sorts of quests in the game which are cool. Some of them are really easy, but some of them are kind of long quests that don't really pay off for a long time, or potentially couldn't pay off for a long time. One of the quests in the game, one of my favorite ones, is called My Hero, and it's it's basically just, it's over there near, I think that's Outskirts Stable, where you get the quest for the white horse. I think it's Outskirts Stable. You get the quest for the white horse, but there's also a woman over there who's like waiting by a tree. She has like her back to you, and she's looking at the tree, and you walk up upon her, and she starts saying, like, I knew it was you. I knew you'd finally come. And then you turn around and she's mad that you don't have the... She doesn't call it the Master Sword, but she's basically mad you don't have the Master Sword. Oh, you're not the hero. Only the true hero of Hyrule would have the Master Sword. But, of course, it depends on how you play the game. But, you know, this stable is not that far from where you start the game. So, you know, it's not unreasonable to think that this quest could take you a long time, because it takes a while to grab the Master Sword, unless you're going... No stamina, straight hearts. You know, even that takes a while. You still have to clear a bunch of shrines to get all those heart containers. But My Hero I did not complete yet. I don't have the Master Sword, but I did love disappointing that poor girl. Don't worry. I'll show it to her later once I've acquired it. There are some other cool quests. It's a quest that I feel compelled to complete every time I play the game, even though I have done it a bunch of times already. I think it's called the Weapons Connoisseur. And you get it in, I'm going to say this wrong, it's either Hatano or Hateno Village. There's a little kid there who, you know, he tells you that his grandpa died, but he loved weapons and he always wanted to see some of the weapons. So he sends you to find, the first thing he sends you to find is a Traveler's Sword, which is a very weak, basic sword that appears near the beginning of the game, pretty commonly. And I had one in my inventory, and I was like, I'm going to save this. But it took so long, and it was a long time before I even got there, so I ended up using it or getting rid of it or whatever. And then, when I finally did talk to the kid, then I couldn't find one. I was running around for hours. Eventually found one, but yeah, that Traveler Sword is a fun one, Weapons Connoisseur. I do that one a lot. And then, of course, you have Impa, when you finally do make your way over to Kakariko Village. you end up meeting up with Impa, and Impa is the village elder there, and she is the one, she knew Princess Zelda. You know, Impa's like 100 and, I don't know, she's got to be 100 and like 15 or 120 years old. Because she was, you know, asleep. I mean, she was there before you got put to sleep 100 years ago. So she remembers you, and she sends you on this quest to discover all of these memories that, you know, Link, as he wakes up with amnesia, he doesn't remember a lot of what has gone on, so... Impa sends him on this quest to recapture memories, and it's a pretty fun thing, because there's a guy who travels. You see him all around in all these different locations. His name is I'm gonna probably say it wrong. Pikango. I don't know. Pikango, and he's a traveling painter. And every time you see him, he's always outside. Usually, if it's not raining, he's outside with an easel set up, and he's hoo ha hoo. He's like. kind of attacking the canvas, just painting his pictures and his landscapes. And that's one thing he tells you when he first meets you, is that he loves to paint landscapes, so he's always looking for them. But he agrees to help you and show you. You have some pictures of locations, and if you show them, every time you see him, if you talk to him, you show him a picture, and he'll tell you where it is, which is cool. Really nice of him.
It's Joy of Painting. Memories. With Pikango Top Knot.
Are you a fellow painter? I travel the world in search of beautiful landscapes. Hello, I'm Pikango Top Knot, and I'd like to welcome you back to Joy of Painting. Memories. You don't have to go to school or be blessed by Michelangelo to paint a memory. You just need a brush, a canvas, some paint, and sleep-induced amnesia. Today, We're going to be painting a happy landscape which includes a lot of happy color and a horse statue. Does it feel distantly familiar? It should. After all, you were there once. First, we'll add some green for the grass. There we go. And over here, some shrubs. Some little shrubs you could slice with a sword. Little doers. And another little doer. We want happy paintings. Happy paintings. If you want sad things, go read some of Tracy's rumor mill. Now, over here, a happy little horse. And over here, everyone needs a friend. Another happy little horse. You have to make the sound or it just doesn't work right. If you're having difficulty getting in touch with her painting ability, just pretend you ate some spicy peppered seafood and you are paragliding down off the top of Mount Lanayru. There we go. There are no mistakes, just happy accidents. When you clean your brush, just beat the calamity right out of it. Well, it's nearly done. What do you think? Can you remember it yet? There we go. So lifelike. Well, that's all for today. From all of us here, I want to wish you happy painting, and may the goddess watch over you, my friend. One thing that seems to happen a lot in the game is you'll be riding along or running along, and all of a sudden you'll see two bokoblins, like, mugging someone. They'll either be chasing an animal, trying to track it down to kill it for the meat, or they'll be chasing someone and trying to I don't know kill them for their goods or whatever. And it's kind of funny because you can either, one of two things will happen. You know, the person will be grateful, sometimes they'll give you something, but then a lot of the sometimes there'll be someone who gets mad, and they in particular there's this one woman who, if you save her, you kill the bokoblin, and then she has the stars going around her head, so then when she wakes up, she'll yell at you for saving her. She'll do this thing like, oh, look who it is, the guy who stood around and watched me get beat up. It's like, all right, well, I don't know what to tell you. I was trying to help. The other thing, it's one of the only things that annoys me about the game. I think it's cool, but I think it happens. It's an occurrence that happens too often, and as it happens, it's not. It's not hard enough to justify how long it takes to happen, or it's not worth it enough to justify how long it takes. You know, like, when you're running around, if you kill a Lynel or something, or if you kill one of the big bad creatures in the game, or one of the knights or whatever, like, if you kill one of the really tough characters, usually they drop something pretty cool, a shield, a valuable item or something, a good weapon. But whenever you're running around, occasionally you'll come upon a traveler who will be crying or waving you down, and then when you talk to them, they ask you some question that's really vague. But then they always attack you as a member of the Yiga clan. All of a sudden they reveal to be this, like, reddish-brown looking ninja with a Sheikah looking kind of a mask on. And then you have to fight them, and they're pretty fast, but they're also pretty easy. They're not very difficult enemies to beat, so I just wish that
Because a lot now, whenever I see them in the game, I just blow right by them because I don't care. I don't need a vicious sickle, which is like only a, you know, 16 damage thing. And in the bananas that they drop sometimes, you know, you can get those in a lot of places. So it's kind of a bummer. It's kind of the only thing I don't usually... It's kind of the only thing lately I don't usually stop for. I think they're cool. I just wish there was more to it. Well, that's all for now. Thank you guys for tuning in. I just wanted to let you know I will be away for a week, so next week we won't have a show. We'll be off. But we'll be back the week after with more of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild game tribute. We'll be on part 3 next time. But until then, we love you, we miss you, we really wanna kiss you. We'll see you next time. Bye 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 bye.